This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. Bourbon, love it or cough at the mere thought of it, is America's whiskey of choice. But how exactly did it earn that honor? Reed Mittenbuehler has written a new book, Bourbon Empire, The Past and Future of America's Whiskey. Hey, Reed.
Hi.
So for us bourbon novices, of which I am one, what about bourbon is distinctly American? Why is it an American whiskey?
Well, George Washington actually made a version of whiskey at Mount Vernon.
Hmm.
But as you see Americans settling west into the frontier where more corn is growing, corn starts working its way into the mix. Bourbon is made primarily of corn, at least 51% corn. It made a lot of business sense, too. There wasn't a lot of other use for this grain, and it was a way for farmers on the frontier to kind of store the value of their currency, and they'd use this whiskey to trade. But over the course of American history, the industry consolidates. By the year 2000, you have 8 companies with 13 plants, and they make about 99% of all the whiskey in America.
Wow, 99% of the whiskey in America is made by these 8 companies?
Right. And that needle, it's changing a little bit. We've just in recent years had a craft distillery boom. The numbers are still a little smushy, but it's about 600 new distilleries have popped up just in the last half decade. But still, they are under 5% of that overall number.
So that's interesting, because when I'm sitting at a bar looking at the beautiful rows of bourbon bottles, it all looks like each bottle was crafted by hand in some very small, loving way. And you're telling me that's completely not true.
It's completely not true, but it's also not necessarily a bad thing. It's funny because, right, I feel like you puncture a lot of things. You puncture this sort of illusion for a lot of people. You go into the liquor store, and there's a million different, you know, labels, like you said. And it looks like there's one individual, you know, wearing overalls, and he crafted, you know, what you
right.
have
All of these
you.
Are coming from farmhouses right. or something.
Right. And for a lot of people, that's sort of where the story ends. They feel duped. It's like, what? You know, I'm being lied. This product is just made by a giant corporation. But this is, for me, where the story really began, because those corporations, they actually do a very good job.
Huh.
And they're sort of an outlier in the food world and, you know, a lot of the popular conceptions we have about food. You know, we're small is best. And that's not to diminish, you know, today's craft distillers. They're reintroducing a lot of old things that have been lost, but not without some obstacles, some roadblocks. It takes a lot of capital to do it very well, and sometimes they struggle with that.
Why do you think bourbon is gaining in popularity now?
Well, you know, two reasons. Well, three if you want to include the simple reason that it just tastes good. But in a lot of ways, this resurgence in popularity of bourbon is a return almost to normal. America was always a very heavy whiskey-drinking nation. And then in the 1960s, 70s, you see this market just crater and it plummets. As a lot of baby boomers turn away from it, it was seen as an old man's drink. It was kind of fuddy. It was blue-collar. And they turned toward things like vodka and these lighter drinks. So it's kind of a rejection of what had come before. And then today, I think you see a lot of people sort of rejecting those boomer drinks, vodka and the lighter drinks, and they're returning to whiskey.
Having written a whole book on bourbon and tasted a lot of bourbon, are you done with bourbon?
No, maybe I'm just beginning.
Really?
No, I mean, I've been to the mountaintop, so to speak, you know, and I think I disappoint people sometimes when they ask for recommendations. You know, they expect me to give them some very esoteric answer, like, I climbed to the top of a mountain, there was this old guy there with a beard, and he was like, I'm going to bestow on you a secret, you know, the best bourbon there is. And you kind of realize after you've been there and back that there's a little bit of this populist element to bourbon. You know, it doesn't have to be expensive to be good. Older isn't necessarily better. It really kind of finds its sweet spot in the middle somewhere where it's accessible, affordable, and easy to find.
Reed Mittenbuehler is the author of Bourbon Empire, The Past and Future of America's Whiskey. Thanks so much.
Oh, thank you for having me.
How about we taste some bourbon?
Okay.
Reed talks me through a bourbon tasting. It's on our website, marketplace.org. And spoiler alert, it did not go well.